We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom at the end of the line of Yotes Amud Aleph. Three lines from the bottom of Yotes Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Hakayr Megillah Aksuvim Aksuvim. Let's say someone has the entire Aksuvim, you know, this Tanakh is Torah Neviim Aksuvim. The whole Aksuvim is written in one Megillah, one scroll. So in the middle, you open up the Megillah, you're going to lay in the Megillah. Lo yotza, you're not yotza, and the reason is because you need a geras la'atzma, because that's pirsum anais. Because if you read it bein aksuvim, it looks like you're reading haftira. They say, oh, there's haftira today in the shul. That's all. They don't chap. That's megillah, which is pirsum anais. Therefore, it needs its own scroll. Amar Rava, but Rava says, no, I can tell you it's possible to be kosher in one scroll. How's that possible? Lo yamaran lo mechsura ma'isra perta. If the megillah part of the scroll is not taller or shorter. But of a mixer of yasra, if it's porta, if it's a little bit taller, a little bit shorter, and that's part of the scroll is a little taller or shorter, then the halacha is less lamba. It is kosher to read this megillah, and the mirtva incidentally says that it must be. This is a raya that when you lay in the megillah, you spread it out and you fold it up, because if you just read it like a scroll, you will not be able to tell that this part's longer or not. If you just read it like a sefer Torah, like we have a sefer Torah, you won't be able to tell if it's longer or not. So it's a raya, you open up the whole entire thing, and then you see, oh, the Megillah is longer, so then it's pirsum anais. So he says if it's longer, it's kosher. That's what the Rava says. The Gemara says a maisa. Levi bar Shmuel have a kokari kamei Rav Yehuda. Levi bar Shmuel was reading the Megillah in front of Yehuda, but Megillah ha-kesuvah ben ha-kesuvah. He was reading a Megillah ha-kesuvah ben ha-kesuvah in a big scroll. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda tells him, Hari Amru ha-kari Megillah ha-kesuvah ben ha-kesuvah la-yotza, you're not yotza. So what's that you're doing this? So the Fidus Vasem is the Gemara says teretz to this. But Amar Rav Chiya Ba'av Amar Yechanan, I'll tell you the teretz to this kasha. Because Amar Rav Chiya Ba'av Amar Yechanan, Hakayre B'Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim Lo Yatsa. You're not Yatsa if you read a Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim. But Umachu Lo Yamaycha, but he hit him on the head, which means he changed the halacha slightly, and he said, B'tzibur Shanu. This whole halacha is Dafka B'tzibur. That means this whole halacha, you're not allowed to read a Megillah Aksuvim Ben Aksuvim, only B'tzibur. Because they need Pirsum Anais. But if you're doing it b'yachid, then you could do it. So Torah says Levi is doing it b'yachid, therefore it's allowed. The only shaila is that l'chayra b'tzibur. Why is it lo yotza? Okay, you're right. You weren't yotza b'tzibur, but b'yachid yotza. It's a typical layout yachid. It's not worse than yachid. If you lay in this way at home, you're yotza. So if it's tzibur, you're not yotza. You're not yotza in tzibur, but typically that's b'yachid. You want the pierce of an ace of tzibur, but the lach is yachid. It could be yotza. So let it be b'yachid. So there's two truths in this kasha. To Rav an answer is because at certain times we need tzibur. We had a Gemara Daf Hey that if you read it shloi bezmana, it's ma'akiv, tzibur is ma'akiv. So here, if tzibur is ma'akiv, so it won't be yaitza. The Sfasem is a different shot. Sfasem says like this, that the only place where it's a chasara and ksuvim is only b'tzibur in a shul. Why? Because then you're thinkulating after. So there, even b'yachid in a shul, if you also thinkulating after, because that's where you usually lay after. But in your house, you never lay in the after over there in your house. And therefore, in the house, it will be a din yachid and it will be fine. Akaponim coming out, that ksuvim yachid is good, but tzibur is no good. Another member of Ramachiba Abba, Ramachiban, Shir Hatvar Halachal Moshe Sinai. That, he said over, Ramachiba Abba, Sev Shem Yechanan, that on a Sefer Torah, that if you ever realize a Sefer Torah where it's sewed completely down the column, but they leave a little space at the end, at the two ends, the top and the bottom end, a little bit not tied, not sewed together. That's Halachal Moshe Sinai. But he changed it, but when he said it over, he says, no, it's not exactly pshat like this. And the way Rashi learns is, that's not Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's the Dinder Rabbanon and it's the Svara. The reason why you leave a little space at the end, that's not, in a rip. Here you have a little give at the end that's not sewed down at the bottom and top, therefore it won't rip. But if it's sewed down at the bottom, it would rip. And therefore the Ran speaks out that if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. It'll be Halacha Moshe Sinai, then it'll be ma'akev. But since it's only at the Shulchan rip, Lamaisa, if you didn't do it and it didn't rip, so then it's fine. Zokta ran, ve'efsha, the inami loy ovet hachiv loy shar midi, loy mifsal sev tar b'achiv. It's not possible. But someone with from Tav Taisis, the whole thing is a Halacha Moshe Sinai, what?
He says ve'efsha, means he's
mesupik. He's mesupik, yeah. He's saying efsha, that's what comes out. And Tav Taisis speaks out, nira, the af megillah v'shar svaram bina shir hatvar, kimen taimu g'desh loy kareh. That the reason because of the is even by Megillah has the same halacha. Again, like I said, with the Minigas Megillah, we do sew it down, and we just leave the ends open. And some Madaik, twice it sounds like even it's a halacha Moshe Sinai, because the Dibur Masa halacha Moshe Sinai. So the Gemara writes, the Baruch Hu Ba'av Avraham Yechonah, not a member of Baruch Hu Ba'av Avraham Yechonah, not Shayach to Megillah, but a Stama member. El Mole Nishtayer B'Ma'oro. We know both Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi were put into the same Ma'oro, same cave, and Hashem passed by. So it says that if it would be open at even a smallest opening, and Hashem would have passed by, they would have died because they can't, a human cannot see Hashem. El Molin Ishtar Ma'or Hashem Amud by Moshe Velyok Moloi Nekev Machat Sidkis. If it was left in the Ma'or where Moshe was, a little crack the size of a needle, Lo Hoyu Yechayim Lamed Pnei Ha'ira, they would not be able. They would not be able to withstand the light. Shenemar ki lo yirani adam v'chai, lo yirani adam v'chai, that you can't see Hashem and live through it. So therefore, if there would have been even the smallest crack in the ma'ara, and Hashem would pass by, that light would have came in, they would have died. It says in the pasuk about the Aseres HaDibris, v'haleim k'chol advarim shdibra Hashem v'malchim v'har. And on the Aseres HaDibris was written all the things that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bahar. And we dash like this. We see from here that it says Kol Advarim, everything. Kol Advarim, that Kol Advarim showed Moshe the Duke Taira, the Duke Sefer. Hashem showed Moshe all the Rebuyim, means all the Rebuyim from the Essen, the Gamin, the Meutim, the Acht, Barak, and all the Duke Seferim, which is what the later Tanayim Amorayim are going to darshan. The Seferim are going to Mechadish, the Yom Tov Mechadish. Maniu Mikra Megillah. He even showed him Mikra Megillah. That's what's all included in the Kol HaDvarim, Ashdiv Hashem Yimachim Har, that all this was written on the Megillah, on the Seres Dibris. Everything was Merumas. We know the whole Torah Kula is Merumas and Seres Dibris. And Hashem learned Ramayisha all the Dukei Torah and the Dukei Seferim. Zokt the Mishnevaita. Hakoil Kasherim Likreis as the Megillah. Everyone is allowed to lay in the Megillah, be mighty other people. Chutz mecheresh shaita v'katan. Besides for cheresh shaita and katan, and Rabbi Yehuda machs v'katan. Yehuda holds a katan's kasher, because the whole mitzvah of Megillah is only the Rabbanon. So a katan can be mighty by the Rabbanon. And maybe we'll talk about it a little more when we get into the sugya. It's a tais, very important taisis here. Maybe we'll talk about it a little more today or on the next year. But what does it say? Everyone's kasher to read the Megillah, besides for cheresh shaita v'katan. Now you have to speak out. This cheresh is not what we call a cheresh who can't hear and can't speak, who's like a shaita. Why? Why can it be that type of cheresh? Because it says, because cheresh is a kol kasher likros. So therefore, it has to be the cheresh. Who speaks this out? Taisvis. Second Taisvis says, quote, stam cheresh, have an inish mevin medaber. Have a cheresh to hocha medaber, who? He's a medaber. Why? I'm the karim and Megillah. Who bekeach ul chaldvarav. He's better than bekeach for everything. So we have to see in the Gemara why Taka is not kosher then. If he's a regular Bekeach, so why can't he lay in the Megillah? So that's what the Gemara's Iker discussion will be about that. Zok the Gemara, Man Tano Cheresh De'Eved Namiloi. So the Mishnah says that not Yotza, a Cheresh of the Katan cannot be Moitzi other people. So Shaita Katan, we can understand. A Katan's Potter Mitzvahs, and a Shaita also Potter Mitzvahs. And Rehuda argues, we have to see why. But we know why, because he holds other Rabbanon can be Moitzi other Rabbanon. But what's the Cheresh? Man Tana Cheresh De'Eved Namiloi, or a Master Rabbi Yisi, is a Tana Rabbi Yisi, a Tana to the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, HaKoreh Shema, V'lo Yishmi, Masechta's Brachos, the Tanan, the Mishnah says in Masechta's Brachos, HaKoreh Shema, someone reads the Shema, V'lo Yishmi La'oznoi, but he can't hear the words when he's talking, when he's talking to himself, he can't hear himself talk, Yotza, and the Gersa is Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yisi, no, Lo Yotza. So the Chagas are Huda and Rabbi Yosi if you Yaitse not. So Rabbi Yosi holds he not Yaitse. Therefore, our Mishnah is good because going according to Rabbi Yosi, that a Cheresh is not Yaitse because he can't hear himself talk. Pray to Gemara, why do Rabbi Yosi who he? Why? See, we'd rather not present sign our Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that you are Yaitse if you lose me last night. So we're going to try to get out of this. So Gemara asks, why do Rabbi Yosi? Who said our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi with the Eved Namiloi? And you're not even Yotza b'di'eved because you can't mashmi'a la'ozna, you can't hear yourself talk. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, maybe our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds the Ar Yotza b'di'eved. And still, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that lechatchila, you have to be able to hear. Lechatchila, Yehuda loy, hadeved shaper dami. And Yehuda holds lechatchila, you have to be mishmil azda. But with the eved, it's kosher. And when he said it in the Mishnah in Bracha, he said kara shema lo yishmil azda yotze, means with the eved. And our Mishnah also is saying lechatchila achera shouldn't read the Megillah. So Gemara says, no, you can't say our Mishnah just means lechatchila. Lo yisagadayta lechatoni achera shdom with the shayt v'katan. It puts achera shayt v'katan together. Ma shayt v'katan the eved nami loy. There it's even the eved not yotze. Av achera shdom the eved nami loy. Also, cherish. Also, it sounds like it was dieved. Tamar says, "No. Don't mahalke these ugliest so. Chutz becherish of a katan. Cherish is the chatchila shouldn't read, and shayt of a katan is even dieved. Don't mahalke these ugliest so." So Tamar says, "No. I'll tell you another reason why it can't be Rav Yehuda. Meditani sefer Rav Yehuda machshav a katan machla the reisha Rav Yehuda. Since the sefer says that Rav Yehuda is machshav a katan, and the reisha says katan's no good, so it's not Rav Yehuda. Obviously, reisha is not Rav Yehuda. So that's why it can't be Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda holds katan's kasha." So skip the two lines, like Rashi skips the next two lines. We go to the two lines later. But Dilma Mara says, maybe cool Rabbi Yehudi. And you're asking me, it's a stira, cotton's a stira. But Trey Gavni cotton, Tony Law. There's two types of cottons. But Surim Mechsura, and you have to add something to the Mishnah. Vach, Tony. Hakol Ksherim Likuris is Megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz Mecherish, which is Lechatchila, you can't. Shaita Vekotan, which is even with the Abbot. Medvar Amura Mekotan, so you get a Chinach. That's only good by katan that didn't reach the age of chinuch. Of a katan shegiel lechinuch, where he's chayv alis min derabanan, afil lechatchila. Then even lechatchila they allow lein. Rabbi Yehuda machshav a katan, because Yehuda's machshav a katan. So we can set aside the whole mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and cherish also lechatchila. So let me just speak out Tosis over here. There's a machlekes now, Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan. If a katan shegiel lechinuch, you might see other people in Megillah. So pshat Rabbi Yehuda is very simple. Megillah is the Rabbanon, and a cotton's chayiv with the Rabbanon. So therefore, the cotton could be mighty the other people, because everyone's with the Rabbanon. So what's behind the Tais? What's behind the Rabbanon? What's behind the Tanakama who argues Rabbi Yehuda? We don't have a few our gifts now, it's not really a Tanakama, but we know there's a chaylik Rabbi Yehuda. So Tais, the reason this is he calls it trade the Rabbanon. He says, a gadol is chayiv in mitzvah the Raisa, just the mitzvah is the Rabbanon. A katan has two problems. He's not chayiv in mitzvah deraisa, and it's a mitzvah derabanan. So it has two chesronis: the mitzvah and the chiyuv is derabanan. So trade derabanan, that might be one derabanan. What were you nafkamina la halacha? And what? No deraisa here. But in chiyuv mitzvahs, the katan is always only derabanan in the chiyuv mitzvahs, and the megillah is derabanan. It's called trade. We call that trade derabanan. On a gadol, he's chayiv in mitzvah deraisa or mitzvahs, and this mitzvah is punk derabanan. We call that trade derabanan one derabanan. Just give out and bring out the thing here in Nafkamina. Nafkamina is like this. Could a katan be might see a gadol on benching? So charenob, he's chayiv deraisa. But in a case where the katan eats more than a kebaya, the gadol eats less than a kebaya, so there it's one derabanan to one derabanan. Because the gadol ate less than a shear, so he's only chayiv benching midrabanan. The katan ain't more than a shear, so it's a mitzvah deraisa. It only chayiv derabanan. In that case, he can might see him. That's what Tosfos says. The katan can might see the god of the case. With this chayiv derabanan, chayiv derabanan. I come on, that's pshat of Chag Yehuda and the rabbanan. So back to our Gemara, where the chesed is, our mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and will hold that. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that cheresh l'chatchila should not lay in the Megillah. That's what our mishnah means. And he says, cotton depends which type of cotton. That's why that's not our mishnah. Zakti Gemara, b'mai kim to Rabbi Yehuda over the eved. That's not our mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. And it means that the eved it's kosher, but l'chatchila the cheresh should not lay in. Ella ha'datani Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. There's a brisa of Yehuda. It sounds like it's a brisa. The tani Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. It's not a brisa. But he says, cheresh hamadabe v'einer shemeya, a cheresh who could talk but can't hear, tayrim l'chatchila, he's allowed to do truma l'chatchila. Even though, if you can't make a bracha, you're not allowed to do truma. So here, he can't hear his bracha. So the Teretz says, he holds, that even if he can't hear, l'chatchila, he's allowed to make a bracha. So money, you're Rabbi Yehuda, we hold Yehuda holds the evet in l'chatchila loy. We hold Yehuda said that l'chatchila, you can't, not kosher, but not mashmila oznai. And you Rabbi Yehuda, even the evet namila is not good. So who's Yehuda b'rei shema and pazi going like? You can ask me. It's a third sheet. He's a Tana. Terry says, no, he's a Amira. He's a Amira. As I've stated in the Svarim, that he's a Amira. And therefore, he can't have his own sheet. So who's he like? Zakti Gemara. Ve'elamai. So what do you want to say? So what do you want to say because of this? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu chatchila. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even chatchila cheresh could make brachas and could do Megillah, and we have to design our mishto like Rabbi Yossi. Back to the Apshat. Is that so geshmak? It's not so geshmak either. Why? Ko'elo t'ayim to the brisa lo yivarach adam birchas amazon b'libay. A person should not bench birchas amazon in his heart, which means the Ritva speaks out. Doesn't mean hearer. It means lo yashmila aznay. The imbirich yotza. So you see, this man Yama holds it's yotza b'di'eved, but chatchila not. Who's that like? If Rabbi Yehuda holds that even like a chatchila ladu and Rabbi Yossi holds even the eved, who's this like? Money. Lo Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. What? Is no shach? Which we don't want to know why birchas amazon has to be yashmila aznay. That's the question. No, same thing over here. What's going on over here is Rabbi Yehuda says that a cheresh lo yashmila aznay is yotza. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? Even like a chatchila yotza, only b'di'eved. That's. It's the same thing. Because the only reason Acheresh is no good is because it can't be Mashmila Aznai. That's the whole same thing. It's all the same thing. The whole Kharish Shema is not talking about Acheresh, they're talking about regular Kharish Shema. That is the Nidin over here. The Nidin of Mashmila Aznai. So you're hitting another question that maybe it's only by Shema, because it says there the word Shema Yisrael. So Tais in the bottom talks about it. He says that Megillah, since it's Dindir Abanon, so the Masakin by Megillah came the Araisa. And even Berchas Avazan, he says, which is the Araisa, they also, they probably have a limut from Kriya Shema. There has to also be a Shmila Aznai. So the kash is, if Rabbi Yehuda holds, even the Chatchila, you're allowed to do it, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, but you have not, so who is the Shita in this Braisa that says you shouldn't do it, the Chatchila? Money, Lord, we do Rabbi Yehuda. You Rabbi Yehuda, feel the Chatchila, you're allowed to. You Rabbi Yehuda, feel the Yehuda, not me, Lord. So Mara says, the top of the Amun Daf Chav, Lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda. Be'etzem, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afilu l'chatchila. And Rehuda holds even lechatchila. So now this brayse of Berchas Amazon needs help a little because saying even lechatchila he's allowed to do it. And our mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, like Rashi says. For like Kasha, Hadidei, Vadarabe, there is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda Shemesh Rebbe that holds that lechatchila you have to be shmila aznai. The Tanya Rehuda Eimem Shemuel Zemazaria Hakarish Shema Tzorach Sheshmila aznai. Someone reads Shema, you have to be able to hear what you're saying. Shema Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakenu Hashem Echad. Let your ears listen to what you are saying. You don't have to hear yourself talking. So we're coming out that the third sheet is Rehudu B'Shem is Rebbe. So Birchas HaMazon is Rehudu B'Shem is Rebbe. The case of Tarim Lechatchila, that's Rehudu himself. And our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what we think right now. But the Gemara says, no. Hashtu Los Lachi. Now that we have a Rav Meir who holds that's Chatchila Mutter, we can go revert back to the first Pshat. Rav Yehuda holds Chatchila Not, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah, which we're trying to do anyway, because we passed our Rav Yehuda. And our Mishnah is going to Rav Yehuda. And Birchas HaMazon is going according to Rav Meir. And the Rav Yehuda Ben Pazi, the Rav Yehuda Breder of Shimon Ben Pazi, is going according to Rav Yehuda. Hashd Os Lachia, Philo Tamer Rav Yehuda, Karab Esvir, he holds like his Rebbe, that Chatchila Not. But how did Tani Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Pazi, that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Pazi that holds, they even allowed to do it lechatchila, they even allowed to lay lechatchila, that's going to Rav Meir. I just said it before, I think wrong. Rabbi Yehuda is going to Rav Meir. Because there it says, you allowed to do it even lechatchila, that's going to Rav Meir. At the end of the day, there's three shittas. We found the third shita, basically. We're looking for a third shita that holds even lechatchila's mutta, it's Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds even mutta lechatchila to do something that's loyash milah's name. It means a cherish. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's also lechatchila, that's found in our Mishnah. That chutz mecheresh of the katan mecheresh lechatchila shouldn't lay megillah. Shait of the katan even b'diavet, and who the machshav of katan means a gila chinuch. And then you have Rabbi Yossi who hold that even b'diavet the cheresh is not good. Why not? Because you have to be mashmiya le aznoi.